1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, and welcome to WDCE. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming at WDCE.org. This is Hillary Cole, and you are listening to the award-winning Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce, with 2 hours of great jazz. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Hillary. Hillary Cole, one of my favorites, and she does such a nice job. Oh, boy. Well, let's see. We are looking forward to playing some great music for you tonight. Hillary Cole is our featured performer, and we're looking forward to hearing from several of her albums. And we'll start right off with one of those. This is Miss Cole for an album entitled A Self-Portrait, a nice, great tune I think you'll know. I remember you. You're the one that made my dreams come true.
Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour or so. I recall that I saw your smile. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said, I love you too. I do. Didn't you know? I remember too, a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill
Thank you.
Bassist Potter Smith, also a good friend, and that was a recording he did a few years back with saxophonist Gary Foster, and the album is entitled Perfect Circularity, and that was a tune entitled Jam for Your Bread. Before that, we heard a nice recording by young bassist Mary Ann McSweeney from her album Swept Away, and we heard her playing the tune Soon. Up next, here's Harry Connick Jr., Stars Fell in Alabama.
Thank you.
was on piano, Harry Connick Jr., playing piano and not singing, which is unusual. Nice album. He did this back in 1988. Harry Connick Jr., and the album is titled 20. Okay, a featured artist is Miss Hillary Cole, and this is something from her album Haunted Heart. I think you'll enjoy this. There's a small hotel.
A small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together. There's a bridal suite, one room bright and neat, complete for us to share together. You can see a distant steeple, not a sign of people, but who needs people when that steeple bell says good night, sleep well. We'll thank that small hotel together. Thank you.
Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marian, for a timely message about music education. It's so important in our schools and taking place right here at the wonderful University of Richmond. We just heard a nice recording by the late, great Pete Jolly, a wonderful pianist from the West Coast. And the album is entitled Yeah, Y-E-A-H, Yeah. And it featured Chuck Berghofer on bass and Nick Martinez on drums. And we heard Cole Porter's Dream Dancing. Here's a nice recording done some years ago by the great tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins. Don't Blame Me.
Mm-hmm. time tripping, make me love you. Be mean and you'll drive me away. Kind treatment make me love you. Be mean and you'll drive me away. You're gonna long for me, baby, one of these old rainy days. Did you ever dream lucky, baby, and wake up cold in hand? Did you ever dream lucky, baby, and wake up cold in hand? You didn't have a dollar, and somebody had your woman. Woman, raise your right hand and swear that you've been true. Put it down. Yes, raise your right hand, baby, and swear that you've been true. Put it down. Say you've been a real good woman, like the good man I've been to you. Did you ever dream, lucky baby, and wake up cold in hand? Did you ever dream, lucky baby, the truth, man? Play it, home.
Quartet featuring vocalist Jimmy Rushing, and that was nice. The name of that tune was Blues in the Dark. Mr. Rushing and the great Dave Brubeck Quartet with Paul Desmond on alto saxophone. Up next, here is tenor saxophonist Richard Kamuka with the Bill Holman Band, and this is titled West Coast Jazz and Hi-Fi, The Things We Did Last Summer. Thank you. the Bill Holman Band, featuring tenor saxophonist Richie Kamuka, and of course that great trombone work by Frank Rosolino. The Things We Did Last Summer. Well, we'll finish up this first set with a nice recording by Benny Golson, and this is with his sextet, and this is called Blues After Dark. I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.